This is a CGSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
Reportedly, Canadian-based financial firms Manulife and Sun Life have been blocking Hong Kongers in the UK from accessing their retirement funds.
加拿大金融公司阻止海外香港人动用11亿美元养老基金。据报道，总部设在加拿大的红利和永明金融公司一直阻止在英国的香港人提取他们的退休基金。
According to a report by the UK-based human rights organization Hong Kong Watch, thousands who possess a British National Overseas BNO passport have been blocked from withdrawing their Mandatory Provident Funds MPF, a crucial pension fund for Hong Konger residents who were employees of the city.
根据总部设在英国的人权组织香港观察的一份报告，数千名持有英国国民海外 BNO 护照的香港人被阻止提取他们的强制性公积金，这是香港居民作为香港雇员的重要养老基金。
The amount of funds involved in the case is about 1.5 billion Canadian dollars.
此案涉及的资金约为15亿加元，即11亿美元。
Hong Kong citizens, both employees and employers, must contribute to the MPF system where their money is kept in trust by several international financial firms, including Manulife and Sun Life.
香港市民包括雇员和雇主必须向强基金系统供款，他们的资金由红利和永明等几家国际金融公司托管。
Usually, the MPF is available to anyone who leaves Hong Kong, whether or not they plan to return. However, with a unilateral declaration by the Chinese Communist Party's CCP to invalidate recognition of the BNO, many of those who left are unable to withdraw their funds.
通常情况下，任何离开香港的人无论是否计划返回香港，都可以使用强基金。不过，由于中国共产党单方面宣布对 BNO 的承认无效，许多离开香港的人无法提取他们的资金。
The report, citing several cases, also claims that Hong Kongers abroad in the UK are worried that they will not receive their funds.
该报道援引了几个案例，还称一些身在英国的香港人担心他们收不到资金。
Hong Kong Watch suspects that Manulife and Sun Life are making it worse by bending to Hong Kong's rules that former residents with BNOs cannot use them as proof that they live abroad.
香港观察怀疑红利人寿和永明人寿在香港规定持有 BNO 的前居民不能用 BNO 来证明自己居住在国外的情况下做出了让步，从而使情况变得更糟。
In a letter by Manulife to one impacted resident in the UK, the bank wrote, "We have also informed you that according to a statement issued by the MPFA on March 10, 2021, scheme members cannot rely on BNO or its associated visa as evidence in support of their claims."
红利在致一位受影响的英国居民的信中写道，我们还通知您，根据2021年3月10日基金局发布的声明，计划成员不能以 BNO 或其相关签证作为支持其索赔的证据。
In compliance with the statement and other regulatory requirements, we have therefore requested you to provide us with the supporting documents that show the basis of which your UK residence permit was granted, the bank added.
该银行补充说，根据这一声明和其他监管要求，我们因此要求您向我们提供证明文件，说明您获得英国居留许可的依据。
Another survey by the organization reported that 90% of the respondents living in the UK or Canada have been rejected by the banks, with the reason being that the BNO visa is not a valid document.
香港观察的另一份调查报告称，90%居住在英国或加拿大的受访者曾被银行拒绝，理由是 BNO 签证不是有效证件。
In yet another report by Hong Kong Watch on October 13th, the Hong Kong Independent Commission Against Corruption, ICAC, announced the arrest of 20 people supposedly caught for using fake documents and statutory declarations to withdraw their MPF early.
香港观察在10月13日的另一篇报道说，香港廉政公署宣布逮捕20人。据称他们因使用伪造证件和法定声明提前提取强基金而被捕。
Other reports also state that several other Hong Kongers were arrested through the same means after returning to the city during the summer holidays, with their passports snatched and being forbidden from leaving the country again.
其他报道也说，另有几名香港人在暑假期间返回香港后以同样的方式被捕，他们的护照被抢走，并被禁止再次出境。
Sam Goodman, Policy and Advocacy Director of Hong Kong Watch, said on October 25th that he suspected there were ties between the banks and the Hong Kong government and alerted the Canadian government, asking them to negotiate with Manulife and Sun Life to resolve the situation.
香港观察政策与宣传总监山姆·古德曼在10月25日表示，他怀疑这些银行与香港政府之间存在联系，并向加拿大政府发出警报，要求他们与红利和永明进行谈判，以解决这种情况。
Catherine Leung, Policy Advisor for Canada at Hong Kong Watch, said,We're hoping that they don't do the bidding of the government that is trying to withhold the funds of citizens who want to leave that city.
香港观察加拿大政策顾问凯瑟琳·梁说，我们希望他们不要听命于中共，一个试图扣留想要离开这座城市的市民的资金的政府。
As Canadian companies, they should not play a role in what is essentially financial sanctioning of people,who have decided that the city isn't for them anymore, she added.
她补充说，加拿大公司不应该参与对这些港人的经济制裁，他们已经决定这座城市不再适合他们。
Welcome back to the Chinese Show on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. I have some good news to share with you. That is, CJSF is having fun drive this week. We really appreciate you participating in this event. Please donate at cjsf.ca/donate. And now it's our time to showcase some of the albums recently released by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you a song by the Georgia Bay Band, and it's called Mining Town, which is fromThe album titled Courage Volume 2 Moon. For more information, you can visit www.georgiabayband.com. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的拉圈的秀。因为有 CJSF 电台这样一个平台，我们每周都和大家在空中相会，在这里呢，我特别感谢大家对我们的支持，同时呢，我也希望能得到您更多的帮助，那就是参与 CJSF 电台本周的募款活动。 您可以在 CJSF 电台网站捐款，网址是 cjsf.ca/donate。现在呢，又到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 The Georgia Bay Band 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Mining Town， 希望您喜欢。
First we came to this mining town.
is a song by Michael Jerome Brown, and it's called Remember When, which is from the album titled That's Where It's At, released in 2019. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Michael Jerome Brown 演唱的歌曲 Remember When。
Remember when we talked till dawn, we'd sleep inside each other's arms, and love came on so thick and fast, we worried that it couldn't last. All the nights we'd fight, and then we'd find ourselves in love again. Remember when? Remember when? Remember when?
Remember when the kids were small, we passed like strangers in the hall, and wondered if in fact we two were still the lovers that we once knew, who couldn't wait to touch again and breathe desire like oxygen.
Remember when? Remember when?
CJSF is having fun drive this week. We really appreciate you participating in this event. Please donate at cjsf.ca/donate. Aplex is a music piece from David Story, and it's called Small Time, which is from his album titled Made in Canada. For more information, you can visit davidstorymusic.com. 下面请大家欣赏来自 David Story 演唱的歌曲 Small Time。
Definitely small time, back roads and a telephone line, save a nickel just to spend a dime.
我住在海边，请把故事带来，在我居住的地方，我们点着星光，像海潮那样，请看一个晚上，让贝壳在清晨的沙滩静静地回响。我住在山中，请把仙气带来，在我居住的地方，我们亮着月光，像山峰那样吟唱一个晚上，让颂真在清晨的夕阳细细地回响。
Yeah.